Today's date is August 3rd, 2010, and I'm visiting here with Senator Charles Ford about the book, The Senate Collection, Art of the Oklahoma State Capitol. Senator Ford, tell us, when you were elected to the Oklahoma legislature?
I was elected in 1966, went to the House of Representatives for 14 years, and in 1981 was elected to the Senate and served 24 years there, total of 38 years in the legislature.
You retired in what year?
Retired in 2004.
What we're talking about here is a book that represents much of the artwork in our state capitol. Before you got involved in this, what sort of works of art were in our capitol?
Well, when I came to the capitol in 1966, basically there were what we call the Pro Patria paintings that were sponsored by Frank Phillips of Phillips Petroleum Corporation. There were four large paintings over the main staircase that represent the memorial of the Oklahoma dead of World War I. Basically, that was it. We had a couple of paintings in the Supreme Court of the former members. They were pretty well locked inside the courtroom. We had two bronze pieces of Mr. Payne, who was head of the Boomers back in the 1880s, trying to open up development for Oklahoma, and one bust of a former governor. That was basically it.
Your background, in addition to your legislative experience, was in the building business?
Yes, in the building and architectural business. I've been a lover of art and antiques my whole life, I guess.
So you brought the experience of your love of the Capitol, because that's where you worked, and then you were a collector of art, and that all came together in this project.
Yes, it didn't all happen at one fell swoop, like everybody else who shows up, try to find the restrooms and so forth. But the Capitol was painted all one color. It hadn't been decorated. The ceiling and the saucer dome over the rotunda, half of the blue plaster had fallen out due to a leak in the roof. They repaired it, and it fell out again.
We should say there was no dome on the building.
There was no dome,
time.
But it was what we call a saucer dome over the rotunda, interior dome. But the niches where the four magnificent paintings are of Charles Banks Wilson, those were places to set your old paper coffee cups and empty Coke cans and throw your cigarettes on the floor and scratch it out with your foot. The marble looked yellow. It hardly looked like white marble. It was a pit. Really was.
Talk us through what you have done here, the genesis of it.
Well, Governor Bellman, back in the 60s, got rid of all the artwork at the Capitol. And the artwork that he got rid of was some stuffed animals, deer and beaver and so forth. The hair was worn off. Holes were pouring out sawdust. He got rid of it and sent it over to the Wildlife Department. He got criticized by the press for getting rid of the artwork at the Capitol. It might have been his interest in getting art started at the Capitol. He's the one that pushed the Department of Capital Improvement to start doing some artwork at the Capitol, in which they commissioned Charles Banks Wilson to do the four famous portraits that are on the rotunda of the fourth floor.
And what are those four?
They're Sequoia, Senator Robert Kerr, Jim Thorpe, and Will Rogers.
When does Senator Charles Ford get involved in this?
Well, basically got involved over in the House. The House chamber was in pitiful array. We decided at one time in the early 70s that it needed some restoration. The red shag carpet had duct tape taped over the rips and tears. We decided to get the press off of the floor. They sat on the floor and could listen to your private conversations and report accordingly. So we moved them. We built a new student box, which allowed students to be lectured during the chamber without interrupting the chamber. Then on top of that, we put the press box, which is at the rear of the chamber in the House of Representatives. I was on that committee that evolved that. In fact, it was my idea to put the press box above the student box. So that was kind of the start of it. Then the following year, we needed more conference rooms. And we added to a big area that was being used for little of nothing, three conference rooms on four and one on five. The Senate started the next year and did the same thing on the other side of the grand staircase. We hired an architect named Paul Meyer. Paul kept the integrity of the Capitol in building these conference rooms. We won several national awards for doing so. This was kind of the start of the restoration of the Capitol because it had been abused, pitifully so, that every department that decided they wanted a new door, they just tore a new door in the wall, put an aluminum door, totally disregarded the integrity of the building, took down bronze light fixtures, put up fluorescent lights because they were more efficient. This just went on and on. And finally, in the 80s, in about 1982, we set up a Capitol Preservation Commission, and they began to stop what was going on. And then as the money became available, they would restore certain common areas to the Capitol.
How did you choose the portraits, and did funders help you immediately from the beginning?
No. How I got started was we had spent about $300,000 restoring our Senate lounge. It had been destroyed. They put a drop ceiling in, fluorescent lights, shag carpet, took all the marble off the wall, just in the name of modernization. We decided to restore it back to its original intent and did so. Unfortunately, we had nothing but some $25 prints and some $85 frames for artwork. And I thought the room needed more than that. So I decided to contribute something, maybe get something started. I hired an artist named Wayne Cooper, who's from Depew, Oklahoma, to paint a painting about Washington Irving when he came through Tulsa area in 1832. He had a friendly encounter with the Osage Indians. They would come into camp. They'd like to drink coffee and do a little trading, whatever they could do. So we depicted that. It's a large painting of about 36 by 48 inches. Other senators, once we dedicated that, thought, my goodness, I'd kind of like to do that. Something about my hometown historically. The next one was about Round Mountain over near Keystone Dam. Senator Ted Fisher did that one. Cooper also painted it. And it kind of caught on from that point, and I formed a 501c3 foundation to assist the other senators in accomplishing similar things. It just kind of blossomed and grew and grew. Then it became a passion to me that we went on beyond just what senators could do. We went into some corporate-sized paintings that were 6 foot by 10 foot, gold leaf frames and so forth, in the public areas, and it's continued to this date.
The book that we're going to go through here, not all the pictures, but we will go through many of them. Just tell us about the book and what these works of art represent.
This book represents the exhibit that we did at Gilcrease Museum. I asked them if they had an interest in showing our artwork. They sent over four or five people to look at the artwork and were anxious to bring it to Gilcrease to show. We brought 81 pieces of fine art, as well as 7 bronzes that we had produced, as well as 26 hand-painted lithographs about Indians that were produced in the 1820s and 30s. This book represents a catalog, and I look at it as a catalog plus, because we not only talk about all the artwork that was on display at Gilcrease in 2009 from August through October, but also talks about the other works that we got involved in outside of the Capitol that the foundation, being the 501c3, helped decorate some other public buildings in Mace County, over at the School of Math and Science, and other places.
Well, let's take a look.